Welcome to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. Great to be back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, Eric. And we have a great show today, as always. First, I'd like to thank our sponsors. The Dog Show is brought to you in part by all the best pet care, all the best food, treats, and toys for your dog and cat. You can find them online at allthebestpetcare.com to see where all of their 9 locations are around Western Washington. The Dog Show is also brought to you in part by Invisible Fence Northwest. Invisible Fence for the life of your pet. Check out InvisibleFenceNW.com to learn about their indoor and outdoor solutions for both dogs and cats. So we have with us in the booth today, always a treat to have a guest in person, Aaron Easterly, who's the CEO of Rover.com, which is a relatively new website that connects people and their dogs with pet sitters, both professional and sort of on the side, people who just kind of want to do it here and there. So welcome to the show, Aaron.
Well, thank you very much.
Great to have you here. So your website is fairly new, and I can't tell you how many people... How many clients of mine or friends of mine ask me, you know, oh, we're going out of town and we need, you know, it's like the one main thing I think that everyone with a dog can identify with is like, what do you do with your dog when you go out of town? And not just in, I think a lot of people, at least my clients and especially people in Seattle, they don't want to just put their dog somewhere. They want their dog to be somewhere comfortable so that I know for me, so that when I'm away, that I can relax and that I'm not feeling guilty or worrying about how the dog's doing and all that type of thing. So I think that this website is excellent. And the idea has an interesting kind of history to it. So tell us about how it sort of came to be.
Sure. Our founder, a guy named Greg Gottesman, who's a managing director at a local venture capital firm, went to a Startup Weekend event. And Startup Weekend is an organization that organizes these get-togethers of mostly young entrepreneurs who brainstorm ideas over the course of a weekend and build a prototype of the product. And he was at one of these events and participating, and he came up with the idea of a solution for your dog when you leave town. He was a prior dog owner, and one time when he left town, he took his dog to a kennel, and it was really expensive. He felt he was being nickeled and dimed. So like, hey, if your dog wants to leave the cage, it's extra. If you want your dog outside for 10 minutes, it's extra. So he didn't feel like it was good value. But then when he came back, his dog was injured. Had been cut a couple times in an altercation with another dog. So he thought, there just has to be a better solution to this. And so the insight he had at this Startup Weekend event is there's about 50 million dog owners in the U.S. Most of those know how to take care of a dog. You know, maybe not all, but the vast majority do. And most of them love having other dogs around. So why not just find a, or build a service that can connect you with another dog owner or another dog lover that's local and can provide the dog with a real home and real personalized attention?
Yeah. And, you know, having it be the type of situation where, you know, maybe the household only takes on one extra dog at a time, so there's only two or three or however many, depending on how many they have, but it's not, the person to dog ratio is pretty low.
Yes, it's one of the nice things about this solution versus kennels. It's not uncommon for people to have stories about their dogs coming back injured or sick from being at a kennel. Part of that's just the nature of grouping 20 dogs together, 30 dogs together.
Stress dogs.
Yeah, exactly. Stress dogs together in a small, confined space. Yeah. And the beauty of Rover is you can find a home. A lot of times it's a dog owner, but not always. So your dog will have a lot of space and be by themselves or with, you know, one or two other dogs.
Yeah.
And you can actually look at that criteria when you make your selection. So you can go through, check out profiles, and on the profile say, here's how many dogs I currently own, and here's how many dogs I'm willing to accept at a time. So if you like the idea of your dog having a playmate of a similar size, you can find that. If you like the idea of your dog being the only dog in the household, you can find someone that doesn't have a dog and only takes one dog at a time.
Mm-hmm. Like, I know my mom is moving out here from Massachusetts this coming summer, and she had a dog who passed away a couple years ago, and
sorry,
she doesn't want to get another dog, but, you know, she misses having a dog, and so given her connection to me, I'm like, I've got a list of people waiting for you to move out here so that
you're
you can
demand.
Take their dog, right, so that you can, you know, take their dog and, you know, watch their dog, and the dog is going to be, you know, treated like a grandchild, yep. Like I saw online about Rover, you know, a retirement age person who loves dogs, always had dogs, but doesn't have one now and kind of just wants that fix every once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great point. And I've actually been surprised at how common that is. We've had cases of former dog owners, you know, love dogs, but, you know, have, let's say, two kids now. And so there's enough going on with the kids going to school and two working parents that they're like, okay, not sure I want a dog full time, but we have free weekends every once in a while and everyone's home. So
yeah.
Why not take a dog?
Yeah.
The kids will love it. We'll love it. The dog will be happier.
Yeah. So the website is called rover.com. Easy to remember. That's a nice website.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to get that name. It was not... it was luck and connections that
yeah.
were able to procure that name.
I bet. Yeah, I was impressed by that. So tell us about how the website works. And I've posted, there's live links to the website all over the Dog Talk Show homepage. And then there's also a link to a video of a presentation about the website and kind of how it works that I think was from that startup weekend.
It was. Yep.
But so you go to rover.com and then you sign up, and you can either sign up to be a dog sitter. So if you want to watch people's dogs, or if you're looking for somebody to watch your dogs, you can kind of sign in. And one of the things that I loved about this is that you basically create a profile for your dog.
Yeah, yes, you do. did you happen to see my dog's profile in there?
No, I didn't, but don't tell her that. So, Aaron's dog's name is Caramel, and she's a Pomeranian.
Yeah, she's I'm owned by a 4-pound Pomeranian.
Yeah.
A little embarrassing.
Yeah.
But true.
Yeah. So you create a profile, and then you can search. So, and this is for Seattle and Eastside right now, or Western Washington, or I guess it depends on how far someone's willing to travel.
Yeah, so we actually, our primary base, our test market was Seattle. And we have over 1,000 registered users and 400 hosts in Seattle that spread out mainly in Seattle, Bellevue, Kirkland, Mercer Island. But as more people join, you start to see that kind of center of mass expand into the surrounding areas. So if you're anywhere close to Seattle right now, there's a good chance when you type in your zip, you'll have a large number of options to choose from.
Mm-hmm. So you'll see on the homepage, find a home for your dog, and then you type in your zip code and just a little bit of information, whether you want the dog to stay in the sitter's home or in your own home, and then the dates that you're away, and then the dog's size. And that's another nice thing is that you can, if you are signing up as a sitter, you can specify, I only want to take care of small dogs, or maybe you only want to take care of large dogs because you have a large dog. And, you know, maybe that dog is rambunctious and you don't want to worry yeah. about, you know, the wrestling match that might happen. And then also for, you know, people looking for a sitter, if I have a small dog, I would feel more comfortable boarding my little dog with other little dogs if it's going to be with other dogs. So then you select your dog size, and then you just click find a dog sitter. And, you know, and then it'll pop up. I typed my own zip code just now and a couple dates in January. And I got a whole long list of options. And so what's nice, I think, now, did you say that people can actually, like, meet? You know, it's like, oh, well, this one looks good, but I don't really know what the house looks like, or kind of, I'd like to meet them first. So is that an option for people?
Absolutely. And we encourage it. Yeah, for some people, despite the robust profiles, the pictures, the description of someone's background and philosophy on pet care and their own dog's profile, you can't get over that comfort hurdle without meeting the person. So you can arrange a meet and greet, and you can do all that before making a final decision.
Yeah. And so what's nice about this, too, is that there's all sorts of different, dogs are as individual as people. And I talk about that a lot in, talking about training and behavior and, food. I mean, it pretty much applies to everything. Every dog is an individual. So, and nobody knows your dog better than you do. So you're going to have a sense for, like, just on this little cluster of options here, Grandma's Pet Lodge versus dog-loving home of students and young professionals, where a group of guys in our early 20s versus Grandma's Pet Lodge. So, depending on the type of dog, someone's going to be more drawn to Grandma's Pet Lodge versus a group of, guys in the early 20s. So depending on the dog's level of energy and and also what the dog is used to, if the dog lives with an older person, then it would be great for them to stay with someone of a similar energy level. If the dog's used to a younger owner that's very active, then they'd probably have a blast with a group of young people. But you get to meet the person and check out the chemistry so that you're not just kind of blindly signing up. That's kind of the whole point of this. Everybody is looking for, do you know of anyone who just kind of takes a dog or two at a time under the radar, not someone you're going to find advertising probably, or even has a website for what they do. So this is a way to get connected with that person. I can't believe how little people are charging. So you may think, you may be listening and thinking, my dog gets to go be spoiled by grandma for a week. How much is that going to cost me? And it's actually the same for this one in particular. I'm seeing mostly the same or less than what you would pay at a large boarding facility, which to me is kind of shocking.
Yeah, it's amazing. One of the things that's been fun for us is we thought that people would be attracted to the quality nature of the product, in the sense that I love the idea of my dog being in a real home. I love the individualized attention. I love it being the idea of it being with a family because it's used to being with a family. I love it having a yard. I love that I don't have to worry about it getting sick or injured by another dog. Mm-hmm. And that's all been true. But as we've actually launched and seen people gravitate toward the marketplace, we've been surprised at some of the price points. And for a lot of people, dog lovers, I mean, this isn't a chore. And since it's their home, they don't have any overhead to make up. They don't have marketing costs to make up. Mm-hmm. So the price points you get are very competitive. I think the range on the site right now is like anywhere from $10 to $80.
Yeah.
You can actually book me in my house for $25.
Wow.
And so it's been cool for some dog owners. They care a lot about the quality, but the reality is they're not particularly affluent.
Right.
So finding an affordable option is a big one. And then others, like their dog to be at the pet resort and are willing to pay $60 a night.
Right. So we're talking with Aaron Easterly, who's the CEO of Rover.com, a relatively new website that connects people and their dogs with local pet sitters, both in-home and pet sitters that will stay at your house. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking more with Aaron about Rover.com. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.
Pampered pet of a rich brunette, sitting on my mama's knee. Someone to love me, someone to care. Rub-a-dub-dub, little fingers through my hair and lead a dog's life. What a life, that's good enough for me.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Missing Link, we cover the world of animals. This week, it's a Martha and Robin Sunday. Gifted mystic Robin Alexis will join me for the show, and together, we'll tune into different animal situations around the world to find out what the animals have to say, how we can help, and what we can learn. From ancient whales, skeletons, and chili to gray squirrels being eaten by humans in Seattle, the animals are already lining up. Join us for Martha Norwalk's Animal World Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 11.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
Alternative Talk 1150 is now being broadcast in digital quality on FM 98.9 HD3. So rejoice, you early adopters of technology.
Never bite the hand that feeds me. No, sirree, just lead a dog life. What a life. That's good enough for me.
Welcome back to the Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we're back talking with Aaron Easterly, who is the CEO of Rover.com. Welcome back, Aaron.
Well, thank you.
Rover.com is a website that connects people and their dogs with pet sitters. So either professional pet sitters or people who just want to do it on the side a little bit. Maybe make some extra money, or not really so much in it for the money, but just like the companionship of a dog every once in a while, like my mom will be when she moves out here. Had a dog a couple years ago, doesn't want a dog full time, but misses having a dog at the same time and would just love having a dog come and stay with her every once in a while. So you can actually sign on. So all of the transaction is handled through the website. So whether you're coming from the pet sitter side, you would sign on and create a profile. And then if you're coming from the dog owner side, you would create a profile for your dog. And but all of the booking and everything is handled through the website. So when I was typing in, you know, I just did some traveling over the holidays. And when I was searching, you know, when you type in your dates, it feels like you're on like a airline website or something like that, looking, booking a reservation essentially, but it's very localized.
Yes.
And one of the great things that, you know, and this is a relatively new site, you launched just a few months ago, right?
Yeah. Our official launch in Seattle was at the end of November, and we were in beta for a couple months before that.
Mm-hmm. So brand spanking new. And one thing that's really exciting for me about this site, as it's used more and more, is the reviews, because that to me is really, you know, it's, anybody can pretty much, I'm assuming, correct me if I'm wrong, but can create a profile and say that they are a pet sitter. How do you, is there any sort of screening that you do, or how do you kind of manage that?
So we give people the option to specify kind of additional certifications, like they're actually licensed, or they have a certification from one of the national dog care training companies and certification agencies. We have partnerships with some of those in place, and we'll be adding the other ones soon. And so if someone says, hey, I'm an active member of Dog Tech, for example, which means that they've been trained by dog tech and dog care, we'll actually go and verify that with the company. Mm-hmm. So that you can actually trust those. And on the reviews piece, it's the case that you can't fill out a review unless you've actually transacted through the website. Mm-hmm. What that does is it cuts down on any fake reviews, people having their friends fill out reviews, so that's actually real comments from paying customers, mm-hmm. which unlike, you know, other review sites like Yelp for restaurants, you know, it's not just people who have an account and decide that they want to do something. There's actually a verification that they've used the service and paid for it. Mm-hmm. So the reviews are more trusted in that sense.
Yeah, authentic.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And that is such a valuable, it's like taking, you know, creating the site as a resource, but it's almost still like a word of mouth experience, because that really is the best, the most powerful referral is word of mouth from a friend or family member or trusted, you know, so with someone that you have a relationship with. Because if they say, oh, I've taken, you know, it's like for a vet, you know, if a good vet, oh yeah, I take my dog to this vet and he's great. And, you know, all the vets there, it's like, oh, okay, great. Like I'm sold basically.
Yeah. And one of the reasons of why people should, who love dogs and, you know, would like to take care of a dog every once in a while to sign up and create a profile, is the site actually facilitates that word of mouth. So if you take a dog in, you do a wonderful job, and the owner of the dog gives you a great review, we make it very easy for that person to share that with all their friends. So, hey, this dog owner or this dog care provider, this home was awesome for my dog. Had a great time. When you leave town, you should think about it. And that can be instantly shared with someone's social circle through Facebook. So we not only facilitate word of mouth, but we accelerate it, mm-hmm. Which is a nice benefit to sign up and becoming a host.
Yeah. Now, can people communicate with other, like, can dog owners communicate with other dog owners within Rover?
Right now, the communication is between dog owner and hosts, and hosts can also be dog owners. We're looking at to what degree do we want to open that up and allow people to do things like make comments on other people's dog profiles, like, oh, my God, that looks exactly like my dog.
Right.
So we'd love your opinion on that.
Mm-hmm. Or like, hey, I see you've boarded your dog at wherever. And, you know, how was your experience? Because I'm thinking about book, like, and actually doing it that way.
That's a great suggestion. Yeah. We'll add that. The things to put on.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
So, again, the website's rover.com, and it's a resource to connect people with pet sitters, sort of generally speaking, smaller scale, you know, somebody who just takes in one dog at a time and maybe only has one dog or maybe doesn't even have a dog at all. And finding, you know, building relationships with people so that when you go out of town, you know your dog is in a home or is in your home and is comfortable and not stressed out. You're not worried whether they're getting sick or, you know, I mean, I would not be able to be present to my own vacation if I knew my dog was in a cage basically, you know, 23 and a half hours a day and then just let out twice, go to the bathroom or something like that. To me, that's not care.
Yeah.
It's not acceptable. So granted, I may have a higher standard than most of America, but I think most people, anyway, that I come in contact with in the Seattle area, I think share my opinion on that.
I think you're right. And I think if you look at the statistics on, call it the boarding industry or the kennel industry, it's a big business, but it's actually shockingly small compared to if you do the bottoms up math. So how many dog owners, how often do they go out of town? And the reality is for every person that takes their dog to a kennel, there's six or seven that actually rely on friends and family because they don't like the currently available commercial solutions.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you're unusual at all.
No.
It's the case that the vast majority of people feel the same way you do.
Yeah. And more as dogs are, you know, more and more considered part of the family, you know, a family member. I know my dogs are, totally.
Totally.
I don't have kids. I have my dogs, though. And I also, you know, work with dogs and everything. And that's something that you've enjoyed, you know, getting involved with Rover.com is that, you know, you get to include your dog in your professional life. And I'm sure that Caramel appreciates that as well.
Oh, she so does. One of the funny stories I tell about Caramel is her behavior when she knows I'm going out of town. When the suitcase comes out.
Oh, I know, the dreaded suitcase.
She knows. Yeah. And so she takes one of two strategies, both of which are adorable but are heartbreaking.
Yeah.
She'll either go and sit on a possession she knows I need, like my wallet or my phone.
Right.
Like she'll sit on it and kind of hide it in the hopes that I can't leave the house
right.
if she's sitting on it. Or she'll throw herself into her carrying case with the idea of, hey, I'm ready to go.
Right.
Like, there's no reason for you not to take
me. I'm all packed. Let's go.
Yeah. And so it's just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And one of the things for me that's, you know, so funny is the alternative. When I drop off Caramel at someone else's house or a friend comes and picks up Caramel before the suitcase comes out,
mm-hmm.
like, she's like, see you, sucker. I'm out of here.
Right.
Like, I'm on holiday. Like, I got a fun new place. Got some new friends.
Yeah.
You've been boring me anyways.
Right.
And so the difference in her, you can call it anxiety, but kind of her behavior between the two solutions is just night and day.
Yeah. I know. Our dogs just hate the suitcase.
Yeah.
They're all just like, oh, no.
Oh. We know it's coming.
But the good news is that they, you know, for us, they get to stay in the home. And one of my best friends is an animal control officer, so they've got it made. So again, Rover.com is the website. And I certainly wouldn't want you to have to go home to Caramel empty-handed since she knew that you were going to be here today. And I wouldn't want you to get into trouble with her. So I'm sending you home with some Wildside salmon treats.
Awesome.
It's a local company.
Awesome.
Freeze-dried salmon. And those are some pretty, those are the jumbo ones. So it's going to be a mouthful for a little Pomeranian, or you can break them up pretty easily. But those are a hit.
One of the things about being, first of all, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
One of the things that's kind of fun about being a guy with a really small dog is at some point you just embrace it and have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I periodically buy Caramel oversized dog treats just to see her kind of like try and drag them across the floor and get a little kick out of that. So if these happen to be a little bit big, no problem.
Yeah, they are soft. So now, how did you end up with a little Pomeranian? Did you get her as a puppy?
I did.
Oh. Pomeranian puppies are like it's like I feel like I'm actually going to maybe explode because they're so cute.
They're so cute. If I ever get bored, I can just pull up Pomeranian puppy photos online and you can look at them all day. But she actually rode home in my cup holder because she was that small that she just sat in the cup holder. I actually had to take care of ex-girlfriend's Pomeranian mix for an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm.
She had some housing arrangement problems, and so I had to care for this dog as if it were my own for several months.
Uh-huh.
And I fell in love with it.
Yeah.
And I was told it was a Pomeranian, but it was like 15 pounds, maybe 17 pounds. So maybe it was a mix of something.
Yeah.
I know 200 years ago, Pomeranians were 40-pound dogs. So maybe it just happens to be bigger. But it was actually kind of shocking to me. I had got my heart set on having a Pomeranian. I'd fell in love with this dog and went back to its owner eventually.
Yeah.
So I went to go get a Pomeranian.
Yeah.
And then I see these little things that are less than a pound. And I kind of look around and be like, these are Pomeranians? And, I'd had my heart set on it. And so I wasn't going to turn back. But I am a guy with this very small dog and I love her to death. She's my little girl.
Cool. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. Again, the website is rover.com. So you can find them online, check it out, and get signed up and enjoy the benefits of it. And thanks so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure being here.
All right. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.
Rhythmic dog. Harmonic dog. House dog, street dog, dog of the world unite, dancing dogs.
Let Hot Portraiture paint your dog in a stylish, abstract, realistic style. Artist Jennifer Bloom captures the personality of any canine, big or small, mutt or purebred. You can even include yourself in the painting, and you're sure to love the end result. To find out more, visit hotportraiture.net. That's H-A-U-T-E, portraiture.net. Or call Jennifer at 206-661-4538.
Do you know there is an insurance company that offers great rates, quality service, and cares about your furry companions? Progressive will help cover the cost of your vet bills if you and your pet are involved in an accident. Call the good guys at Eastside Insurance, who represent Progressive Insurance and other fine companies. Contact Tom or Chuck at e-z-insurance.com for a free quote, or call 877-817-4103. Eastside Insurance, where you and your pet can rest insured.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
Family owned since 1975, Dr. Don's Automotive has been awarded Best Auto Repair from Seattle Magazine, Seattle Weekly, and Ballard News Tribune. Dr. Don's Automotive offers a free 35-point inspection. It's winterization time. Remember to have your coolant, tires, brakes, hoses, and belts checked to keep you and your dog safe this winter. Visit drdonsautomotive.com for more information or call 206-782-6303 to schedule an appointment. Mention this ad for 5% off parts and labor. Dr. Don's Automotive, expert auto repair and service with the honesty of a dog lover that you can trust.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Tired of the insanity of other talk radio stations? Just click your radio knob and say there's no place like Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. And that was a very enjoyable interview. We had Aaron Easterly with us the first half of the show. He's the CEO of Rover.com, and we were talking about the website. It's relatively new, and what a great idea. I have people asking me all the time, do you know of anybody who takes, you know, a dog into their house every once in a while for pet sitting? People seem to be really looking for that smaller, more homey option when they go away, rather than having their dog boarded at a larger kennel or something like that. And I can totally appreciate that, because I know that that's my personal preference as well for my dogs too.
Makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. Rover.com too. That's not a bad website.
Easy to remember.
Yeah. So it's great to be back. You know, we had a couple encore presentations of the dog show the last 2 weeks of December. Played the interview that I did with John Katz about his most recent book called Going Home, Finding Peace When Pets Die. And replayed that show, one, because he's a great author and a great interview, and I just really enjoy talking to him. I've talked with him a few times. But also because Rose, his border collie, who he talks about all the time and who was his muse for the last interview that we did before that one, called Rose in a Storm, was the book that I interviewed him on there. But Rose, anyway, passed away.
Mm.
Oh, man, that one just sunk my heart when I heard about that. So I've been thinking about him a lot, and wanted to replay that interview because that book is about grief, pet yeah. grief. And, man, it just hit me hard when I found out found that out about Rose, I mean, I almost felt like I knew her. And anyway, she passed away. So thinking about John Katz, and his books are excellent. So, you know, if you haven't ever read any of his books, Rose in a Storm is a fiction piece of work, really, really good. And then he wrote the first book, Soul of a Dog, was the first interview that I did just days after my own first dog passed away, Chewy. And you can find that show back in September of 2009. Soul of a Dog was the name of the book and my first interview. And John was actually happened to be in Seattle on a book tour. And so he came into the station and I was just, you know, in shock and in a sort of a rare state. And he was just really wonderful and understanding about what I was going through. And it's a great book. So John Katz is his name, and his website is www.bedlamfarm.com. That's the name of his farm in New York.
Not to be confused with the comedian, Jonathan Katz, who spells his name the same way, I think.
Really?
So, yeah.
K-A-T-Z?
Yep. Yep.
Hmm. I have not heard of the comedian, Jonathan Katz.
Well, you should check him out. He's very funny.
All right.
Used to have a show called Dr. Katz.
Oh, yeah?
On Comedy Central. Yeah.
Interesting. Nope. John Katz, the author. And he's written a lot of different books about pets. You know, this whole, well, I have an email. Okay. I have a lot of listeners who listen to our podcasts. So we are live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on 1150 a.m. here in Western Washington. Also streaming live. But we're also a free podcast on iTunes. And I... you know, sometimes do, like when I do giveaways, I'll do email giveaways so that my podcasters can participate, not just live call-ins. And if you are, you know, a live listener or a podcast listener, I love to hear from listeners. And I'm, you know, more and more getting emails from listeners just sharing their thoughts or thanking me for a specific show that really helped them. And I got this email recently that, you know, the one topic I get the most emails about is about pet loss and grief.
Yeah.
And I know that it's an important topic, and I've done several shows about them over the years. Eric, it's almost been 3 years being on the air. Isn't that crazy?
I know. It's flown by.
So anyway, I got this email. Hi, Julie. I've been meaning to write for a while. I wanted to let you know I love the dog show. I just found it on iTunes around June and finished listening to all of them by the beginning of August.
Wow.
I listened all day, every day at work. I had just lost my first dog at the end of May, so the few episodes right after you lost Chewy really hit me. And that was when I interviewed John Katz for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Michigan, so I usually listen to the podcast, but every once in a while, my radio app on my phone will work long enough to listen to a live show. I think my favorite episode is the one you did with Miriam Rose, which looks like it's going to air again next week, which it did, and the nose work information. I had just learned about nose work and was planning on looking into it for my dogs when I heard the episode, looked it up on the website featured in the show, found a trainer in Michigan, and my new dog and I have been in two classes since then. We'll start his third class next month. Two of my other dogs will be starting next month in intro classes. I was hoping you'd do a follow-up episode to that show. You said you were going to start your dogs in it, and I'd love to hear how it went or how it is going. You know, and then she goes on to say how she likes the shows with authors and, you know, thanks for doing the show and so glad that I found it. And she's even been re-listening to some of the shows to make work go by a little more quickly. But how cool is that? Listen to all. So today's show is number 149.
Yeah, that would have been a lot of back-to-back listening.
That's a lot of dog show.
That's dedication.
Yeah. So she's a very informed dog person by now, given all of the amazing guests that we've had and, you know, all sorts of topics from, you know, the people from Wolf Haven to the service dog training program at the local prison to the nose work classes to Dr. Michael Fox talking about pet food. I mean, we've pretty much talked about anything you could imagine, I think. Mm-hmm. And there's still so much more to talk about. So
she's probably gotten sick of us saying it's a great day to take your dog for a walk.
I doubt it. I was thinking about that today, actually. Thankful that I got my dogs out earlier this morning before it started raining, cats and dogs.
Yes. Yeah. Not literally, but no, very close.
Yeah. Well, it is Seattle. At least it's warm still, relatively. How was your holiday, Eric? I haven't seen you in a few weeks.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I went down to California and saw my extended family down there, which was great, and saw my sister and met my niece for the first time, who's about 6 months old.
Wow. And
I don't have dogs, but it's always great to visit my mom and stepdad because they've got like five dogs.
Oh, nice.
It's like a farm down there. They got chickens in the backyard and a bunch of dogs and a couple cats as well. So it's nice to get that canine time.
Is your niece's name Erica?
No. That would have been a great name for her.
After her fine uncle, Eric?
Actually, her name is Sienna, and my sister is her mother, and her cat is named Simone. So I think she's almost named more after the cat than me.
But. Yeah. Well, I brought a present, a belated holiday present for your cats.
Oh.
Yeah.
They made out like bandits this year.
But, I bet they did.
I bet they'll be excited to see whatever it is that
you brought along. Still, there are no mouse treats. You know, there was a time.
They stopped making the freeze-dried mouse treats, apparently.
The glory days.
The glory days of cat treats.
Yeah. When there were actually cat treats made out of 100% mouse that I found at all the best pet care and had to get them for you. And they loved them, right?
Boy, did they ever. Yeah.
Well, it makes sense. Well, no longer. But these are I sent Aaron, our guest for the first half of the show. I sent him home with some Wildside salmon treats. And I know your cats love the Wildside salmon treats.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's a local company. And but this time I brought them dried bonito flakes, which is fish. And this is a Bellevue company. And, you know, they're just like fish flakes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Let me know how they like them.
I'm sure they will love them. I've been feeding them the little shrimp treats lately. Mm-hmm. Still had a few of those left. So yep. I've been giving, they've gone crazy for them. And my girlfriend actually got them some stuffed prawns for Christmas.
Wow.
Not the kind that you eat, but cat toy versions of prawns. Uh-huh. So it's like a whole little tray of prawns.
Funny.
Came with a little lemon and and some prawns. And they've had a lot of fun with that. Thankfully, no cocktail sauce in there. But
Made out of catnip.
Right, right. Yeah. But they've definitely enjoyed the treat. So thank you.
Well, let me know how they like these. These are little fish flakes, dried bonito flakes. And they seem to be fans of fish products. Some cats aren't. But your cats do seem to be a fan of seafood. So
absolutely.
So we'll see. Well, let's take a break, and we've got more to talk about when we come back. You are listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.
I want to share your life. Snuggle up in your bed. Let your sweet smelling pillow ease my weary head. But your big dog was laying there snoring loud as he pleased. I say, if I lay down with that dog, I'll get up with fleas. You said the dog was here first. That's what you told me. You said the dog was here first.
Your dog has digestive upset.
You want answers.
Your dog has itchy skin.
You want answers.
Your dog has kidney disease.
You want answers.
Your dog is overweight.
You want answers. Go to AnswersPetFood.com to find the answers as to why you want to feed Answers Pet Food to your dog with these issues. Answers Pet Food. If you have questions, we give you answers.
For more than 25 years, All the Best Pet Care has been helping people choose the best foods, treats, and toys for their dogs and cats. They are a locally owned family business bringing about little miracles every day by following the Mother Nature model of nutrition. Stop by to meet their adoption cats, schedule an anesthesia-free dental cleaning, or bring your dog to the toy testing area. Visit their new store in Edmonds next to the PCC and their expanded Redmond store in the Whole Foods Plaza. To learn more, go to allthebestpetcare.com or follow them on Facebook.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick & Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Kemmley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemmley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Kemmley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemmleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
This is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount.
Body, mind, and spirit. Alternative Talk 1150 covers it all.
Yeah, you said the dog was here first. If you don't like it, you can leave.
Welcome back to the Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. I like that one. The dog was here first. If you don't like it, you can leave.
That's right.
That's right. Love me, love my dog. Well, we had an exciting trip to Boston this holiday season. Darcy and I went to Boston and we got engaged.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Did you have a celebratory cup of chata?
No.
Because when you're in Boston,
right,
you got to have the chata.
Of course. Lobster. No, no chowder was had, but we did go to the Boston Symphony and went to a steakhouse, and we stayed at this hotel one night in Boston, a beautiful hotel called the Fairmont, and they have a dog. There's actually some books written about the dog. I think the dog's name is Katie. It's a black lab.
Wow.
And she hangs out. She's like one of the... She must be a dog, belong to somebody who works there or something like that. But She has this whole setup, this big bed, and she's like a greeter. She's like in a part of the staff there practically. And we were so bummed because she wasn't there every time that she was there when we first checked in. And I didn't realize that she was actually part of the greeting, you know, staff.
Uh-huh.
And when we came back down, she was gone, and then she wasn't there the next day. So we never got to meet her.
There is an inn up on Vancouver Island called the Waddling Dog that has a similar thing. They've had basset hounds for generations.
Uh-huh.
And I can't remember the dog's name. It's some kind of play on basset hound. And I'm just going to call him Fred for the purposes of this story. Anyway, so the one time I stayed there, I go in and I'm like, oh, so where's Fred? And the lady at the desk is like, Fred, you've got some customers. And so he springs up and runs to the front, stands up and says hello, basically, yeah. Which was great. We got to pet him and stuff and scratch his ears. And then he got down and went and laid down. Later on, I go into the elevator and there's celebrity portraits from people that have stayed there. And the Prime Minister of Canada has stayed there. Clint Eastwood had stayed there.
Nice.
And the inscription from Clint Eastwood was, Fred, keep waddling, Clint. Which I thought was very cute.
You know, that's interesting. In that story, there's some interesting connections. One, when I was a kid, some friends of mine had a basset hound named Fred.
Oh, really?
And also, when I was young, in my aunt's neighborhood, there were two dogs in the same family, one named Clint and one named Eastwood. Kind of weird.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I so appreciate, we were like, you know, we're both obsessed with dogs and we were without our dogs. So it was like total dog withdrawal. So how, it was so exciting to see that there's a dog here at the hotel that we can say hi to, you know, and then we didn't get to see her, which was such a bummer. But anyway, really cute. Fairmont Hotel in right downtown Boston. Her name is Katie. She's a black lab and she has a couple children's books for sale there. And she's just a greeter, you know, making people feel welcome. So, you know, in light of New Year's resolutions, which, you know, everybody, the whole thing now with resolutions is like, you know, resolutions should be year round. So there's sort of this new movement of that's almost like anti-resolution. You know, it's kind of how people say, you know, people sort of poo-poo on Valentine's Day. It's like, that should be, you know, it shouldn't just be one day of the year. And the truth is about New Year's resolutions is that most people don't stick to them. Maybe not most, but a lot. Oh, you know, the people set out with the best intentions and then it doesn't happen. And perhaps part of that reason is because the resolutions that people set aren't sustainable. Like it's too intense or it's, you know, but I had a client tell me that her resolution this year was that she was going to work with her dog more and take him out for more walks. She has a border collie, so there's definitely need for that. But I just really appreciated that her resolution had to do with her dog. And, you know, it's a nice thing to think about in the mindset of resolutions. You know, what are areas if your dog could request that you make one resolution, you know, what might that be? And then try to add whatever that is into your dog's life to make 2012 the best year yet for everybody. You know, losing weight is definitely a very common resolution for people. And I would say to definitely look at your dog in that light as well. Obesity is the number one health problem in pets. And it's not cute that they're overweight. Some people think that it's cute when dogs and cats get fat, but it's really unhealthy for them. It's really hard on their joints. And it's got to be uncomfortable. And so, you know, getting your dog to lose some weight, and the best way to do that, just like for people, is to feed, you know, lean meats and vegetables. So, you know, if you, you know, you could ask your vet. Preferably I'd ask a holistic vet or go to all the best pet care if you live locally. If you don't live locally in the Seattle area, but you live elsewhere in the country, find a smaller natural pet food store and ask them. And you want to stick with lean protein and, you know, fresh veggies and stuff like that. But weight loss is definitely a big one. So if you missed any part of this 149th episode of The Dog Show or any of our past episodes, you can find us a few different ways. One, you can find us on the website, which is dogtalkshow.com. And you can also find us on iTunes as a free audio podcast. So just search for The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, and that will bring you to our page, and you'll have access to all of our episodes. Next week will be number 150, which is very exciting, and which means, since we're once a week, that we're getting pretty close to the three-year mark, which is also exciting.
Absolutely.
Can't believe it. And there's still so much to talk about. So iTunes, for those of you who are on our Facebook page, the name of the radio show changed slightly a couple months ago. It used to be The Dog Talk Show. Now it's The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. And unfortunately, you can't just change the name of your Facebook fan page. You have to start over. So find us on Facebook and be sure to like us on Facebook, because the old page is going to be going away very soon. So search for The Dog Show with Julie Forbes and then click the like button on that page to become a fan of the show. It's the same show, just a slightly different name and a new page. But that's how you can stay connected with us, in between live shows. And it was great talking with Aaron Easterly. He was with us for the first half of the show. He's the CEO of Rover.com. It's a website that hooks up people and their dogs with pet sitters, people who are either professional pet sitters or people who are just doing it on the side, but smaller scale operations generally. Really cool website. Check that out, Rover.com. And thanks to all of our sponsors and advertisers. Very much appreciate your continued support. We do have a few ad spots available if you'd like to advertise your product or service on The Dog Show. Just get in touch, host@dogtalkshow.com, and we'll be here next week.
And you know, I looked it up, and the Basset Hound at the Waddling Dog is actually named John the Basset.
John.
Not Fred the Basset. Mm, well, John the Basset.
John, that's a nice name.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Happy New Year, Eric, and we'll be here next Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. live. Thanks for listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.